25th, 6:00 p.m. Items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may review or remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, DCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, assign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material is available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting material is also available on the county's website at clarkcountynv.gov/searchlight tab. Board members, James Allen, Chairperson, Natalie Jeter, Vice Chairperson, Gayla McInnes, Donna Moore, Shire Myers. Secretary Tammy Harris, County Liaison Mark Moskowitz. Call the meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, James Allen, present. Natalie Jeter. Gayla McInnes.
Present.
Donna Moore.
Present.
Kyle Myers.
Present.
Public comment, this is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, actions, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you will be limited to, you must wait until the comments by the general public period posted at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Step up to the speaker's podium if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. First item, approval of the agenda for June 25th. Hold, combine, or delete any items.
I have a motion to approve the agenda for June 25th.
We have a motion from Kyle Myers. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Second from Natalie Jeter. No informational information tonight. Planning and zoning. Sorry, let's vote on that past issue. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passed. Informational items, none. Planning and zoning tonight. WS250390, DHINV Cottonwood Cove Apartments LP. Waiver of development standards to reduce setbacks for proposed carports in conjunction with an existing multifamily residential development on 1.71 acres in an RM18 residential multifamily 18 zone. Generally located north of Surprise Street and east of Nevada Street within Searchlight. This is for possible action to be sent to the PC on 7/1/25. Do we have anyone here that is representing?
Doesn't look like it, Jamie.
The Cottonwood Cove Apartments.
Okay,
So you can vote or...
Do I have a motion on this item?
I'll make the motion we approve of the standards for the setbacks.
Kyle Myers makes the motion. Is there a second?
I second that.
Donna Moore seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item on the agenda for planning and zoning, AR 25400062 UC-21-0657 Renegades Mine Partners LLC. Use permit second application for review for heliport waiver of development standards for landscaping and screening design reviews on the following heliport and final grading plan for a hillside development on 10.67 acres in our RS 80 residential single family 80 zone. Generally located east of US Highway 95 and north of Cottonwood Cove within searchlight for possible action to the BCC 071625. Do we have an applicant?
My name is Genghis Cohen. My address is 311 South Valley View Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89102. This is my third review. So I did my first review, which was a year, and then I did my second review, which was 2 years ago. And then the county commission asked me to come back for a third review for my special use permit. But if there's any questions or
I don't have any support. Anyone on the board have any questions? We have a member of the public who wishes to talk to this issue. Yes, Kim. Voting, please, thank you.
Kim Colton, still on PLN, 675 US Highway 95. I just want to clarify, have there been any complaints? Because that's what, a year ago, it was requested to do an extension. To give the public another year to make any formal complaints against you. Have you had any during that period?
We have not had any complaints personally to us. When we submitted the application for this review, the county told us they had not received any complaints. One of the things I think has been happening is that there's, in addition to my aircraft, there are two other aircraft that operate in the area. One of them is out at the sort of the private airport area. That's not our aircraft. It's a friend of mine, but it's not our aircraft. And the other aircraft that flies over us a lot is the medical helicopter that flies up from Havasu. The flight path is almost right over the top of my property. So some people may have mistaken that for me. In the last 2 years, we've landed there with the special use permit we had. We landed there approximately 15 times in 2 years, and no one has complained to us about it. Personally, no one's complained.
Just for the record, the staff report does show that there has been no complaints as well.
Right.
So, if you were to give approval of this, would you anticipate, how often would you anticipate landing, and what do you?
Well, for the last 2 years, we've landed, I would say, we estimated 12 to 15 times, I think is what we put on there. It's really hard for us to land there in summer because of the altitude and the heat. It's not good for us to land there in summer. So I think the last time we landed there this year was in March, and since then we don't really operate there. So we wouldn't start landing there again probably, I would say, until late September, early October.
Right, and then obviously this is a business center, so I'm assuming you would, what do you expect
it's not a business center.
It's a private.
Yeah, we can't, we would need a special permit from the FAA, which is a 135 certificate, which enables us to do commercial operations off a federal airport, and we don't have a 135 certificate, so we can't operate that aircraft. Also, the aircraft is ex-military. So because it's ex-military, it's technically experimental, so you can't do any commercial operations in an experimental aircraft. So even if we had a business there, we couldn't do it.
So who is it that you're flying into this?
Just me and my friends. So it's private operations.
The property is for sale, right?
Yes, it is, yeah.
So I guess, and kind of more of a statement, I think it's just my only concern is we don't know who the buyer is going to be in the future, and if they were really increasing those landings and causing more of a disruption.
They would have
just to be clear, the county has approved the site for a private helipad. Even if it was to be purchased by another party, that would be the same. And just like Mr. Cohen said, they would have to do the same thing he would have to do a business.
Right,
they would have to apply for their own permit. It has to be changed over into their name also.
The commissioner made it very clear to me, and I never planned to do commercial helicopter operations out of here, but he made it very clear to me that the county would never approve commercial helicopter operations out of here.
Thank you.
To be very frank, I don't know how you would make it financially work either. So I just, I love it there, it's great, but I don't think
you can approve it. So why is it you're selling the property then?
Basically, I have a partner in the property, and the deal that we have in our operating LLC is that he has the right to put it up for sale. So he wants to sell, I don't. So we agreed to put it on the market. I don't know if you've seen the price, but we had one offer on it, but I highly doubt that the property will sell, based on the price it's at.
Any other questions from the board?
No.
Public? Do I have a motion on this item?
I motion to approve. Move forward with it.
Thank you.
Donna Moore makes a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
I second the motion.
Meyer seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passed. General business on tonight. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Any public comments? Public comments? So our next meeting will be July 9th, 2025, and the meeting is adjourned.